Ann Arbor City Council tried to postpone action on ordinance amendments limiting the amount of tax increment financing the Downtown Development Authority can collect at their last meeting, but they couldn't agree on when they should again consider the issue. Council has now agreed to postpone consideration of the ordinance amendments until their first meeting in September, so council members, city staff, and DDA staff can discuss the issue. Councilmember Stephen Kunzelman says he hopes the talks will lead to an agreement on tax increment capture that the DDA and City Council can both accept.
These discussions have started, and there may be another methodology that is even more clear than the one that we've been trying to tinker with, and that's where I want to go. Ultimately, we want to make it as simple and clear as possible. And that is what I'm hoping will come out of these discussions. Something that even the DDA will embrace. And if the DDA embraces it, then I think it'll be hard for some of the council members to vote against it.
Kunzelman says he also wants to add an amendment requiring the DDA spend at least 10% of the TIF funds on affordable housing. Many of the comments supporting the DDA during the public hearing at council's last meeting came from advocates for affordable housing, highlighting the work the authority has done on this issue. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.